Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter. At BBMS 105.7 The Fan, Ed Norris will get your shovel this morning.
My fellow revelers at Fantasy Fest. My wife and I went to Key West last week. By the way, it's in the same state as Sarasota. Ain't no easy way to get there. That's 8 hours.
Yeah.
Had to go across down to Naples, across Alligator Alley.
We drove.
There was no other way to get there. There's a ferry. 3 hour ferry ride, you want to go to Naples, but you know, I could have flown, I guess.
By the way, when you're in Key West, do not go get one of those bags. Do not go get an IV down there, because I got one at the airport. It said $75. And then the lady's like, I think you should get this in it. And you want this, and then she's telling me, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, fine. Like, you figure it comes with it. $425 later.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oof, I was trying to suck it out. There, take it back. I don't even want this nonsense.
I go that way. It happened to be Fantasy Fest week, and Fantasy Fest is what it sounds like. It's people living their fantasies. And I'm fine, as you know, I'm fine with nudity, and I've done some wild things in my life.
Really?
Some of the stuff even made me uncomfortable. I'll tell you, the mild stuff was, we're in Captain Tony's, the iconic bars, you know, Hog's Breath, Captain right. Tony's, Sloppy Joe's. We hit all of them. And a couple walks in. You saw the pictures. Woman's got notes. You know, the boobs are out. Husband's there, but I mean, she's out there with, you know, no
his
top
boobs
on.
Are out.
His boobs are out too. And people walking around like
nice.
That. That's fine. It was fine. And people dressed up with tutus on. The men mostly. And then you know.
And this, my favorite part is I said it to you, and then Rob said it. Right. I don't know if you heard me. I was like, is it because it's Halloween? You're like, no, because it's Key West.
Yeah,
and then you said it, and then Rob goes, because it's Halloween? He's like, no, it's Key West.
Well, this was like the guy in the bunny costume, the big fat guy with the bunny costume on. Like, anyway, the highlight was, and would push me over the limit, we go into this bar, and there's a top floor that it's clothing optional. So we want to go up there.
You Donald Duck it?
If we go up to the top floor, some people were clothed, some people weren't. And I've, again, been to plenty of nude beaches. I've seen more people naked than you can imagine.
But there is something really gross about this.
This is different. This was totally different. I mean, not even like being in, I've been in sex clubs. I've seen all kinds of wild stuff in my life. This was, I walk up there, we're walking on. The first thing I see is a couple, a man and woman lying on a chaise lounge. Okay, fine. And, you know, nude sunning themselves. Okay, cool. So I'm looking around. Then I go to the bar. There's a bar area, and it's a bunch of dudes. And I know Rob would, I think, would have the same reaction I did. It's a bunch of guys hanging out. And I don't mean like, you know, kind of wearing a, you know, something to cook. Just standing there.
Bacon.
Yeah.
With their
junk,
with
the
them?
Junk hanging out. Hey, how you doing? Hey, yeah, hi, how are you? You want a drink? Just standing there.
So it's literally a sausage fest.
Literally. All these guys, I'm like,
they got a cover charger. What's the name of this place?
Garden of Eden. And
there's a friend that wants to check it out.
And what got me the most, there were guys sitting on the bar stools. I'm like, you got nothing on, man.
Are you sitting on it?
You're sitting on a bar stool. Your ball bag hanging on. It's
like, ass open, because that's what happens when you sit down.
I didn't want to get there. Yeah,
that's what happens when you sit down.
Yes. And I'm like, I finally said to go, babe, I gotta go.
You didn't.
Like, we gotta go.
I don't want to sit there at them.
Yeah,
could you imagine sitting in that? Like, if he's sweating.
And I'm just like, it's Key West. It's Key West. It's 88 degrees. Wow. It was something to see. I'm like, what?
Hey, sir, you left your puddle. You left your puddle here. Do you want it?
It's like the gym.
I gotta wipe it. I said that. I have to wipe the machines off in the gym and they can do this.
I gotta wipe my chair off. Like, do you mind if I push your stool in? Hey, what kind of bar is this?
Sorry. Well, I'll go back next year.
Who gets your shovel, Jeremy?
You know, I usually try to find something funny or cute or cool that we could talk about. And we already talked about this, but I have to. The umpire last night. Like, to make a strike call that late, it's a World Series swing game. A World Series swing game. Somebody's going up 2-1. And it's huge. The Blue Jays are saying, we just got to win one here so we can get back home and try to make some magic happen there. And this a-hole calls a strike three, like 3 seconds after. Strike two. 3 seconds after it's done. And it looks like he pointed to first base when he's doing it. So here goes Bo Bichette walking down the second base because it's a walk, right? Yeah. Nope. Get back in the box. Oh, what's that? He's off the bag. Go ahead and throw to first base and tag him out. And it ruined the start. That could have been a huge inning and changed the whole trajectory of that game. And that's on him. There has to be something where you look at it and go, yeah, okay, you didn't see my hand signal. I screwed up. The same way with an ump out there, if he makes a catch or doesn't catch it.
It was horrible, Mr. Ump, and thank you very much.
I had the over.
I'm going with the Dodgers, Blue Jays game two. I'm going to give it a shovel to everyone who wants to debate who Shohei Ohtani is. Listen, folks, I'm going on my Jeremy Kahn now. The guy that called in and gave his opinion last week, and you said it's okay to give your opinion.
Yeah, but your opinion sucks.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Never has there ever been a guy in the history of this game on this level, who's done it like this. He is the little league kid who grew up faster than us, who played shortstop and pitched with the best hit on the team, and his dad coached.
Yeah.
That's who he is. Yeah. Only he's not. He's doing it on the major league level.
Yeah.
If he just hit, we could have an argument that he's arguably the best player in baseball. It's still too soon because it's just his bat. But if you just, then you throw in the pitching side, and it's not like he's just pitching.
He's not a mediocre pitcher.
He's pitching like an ace.
Yeah.
What is your argument? Really, give me a real argument. Give me anybody. No one has done what he is doing, Ed, like he's doing it. He's the greatest of all time right now. Yeah. He's the best. Okay. Maybe I can't, if you say argue best, split hairs over best and greatest. Okay. He's the best baseball player who ever played the game.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
Because he does everything. He stole 50 bases.
Yes.
He hit 50 home runs.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Dude, I said it to someone yesterday. He's like Lamar. And when you play the show and you invent a player, you come up with a Shohei Ohtani, and all your friends and people you're playing against say, listen, that's not fair.
Right.
Nobody does that. He does.
Yeah, he does. He does.
What is your argument? He is the best player that ever put on a pair of cleats.
Can I say this? I like being contrarian. Like, we were just watching. Being a contrarian just means you're looking at things from another perspective to say, this is why I think this can happen. Everybody's on this side. I want to see why they're on that side. Let me take a look at the other side.
You're fading the public.
Yes. Basically, and both of, we were just sitting here, and I don't remember if you were in studio or not, Ed, but it came on the TV. Was it Yonder Alonso?
Yeah.
Yonder Alonso goes, they said, hey, who is your player of the game? And he goes, for me, it has to be Freddie Freeman. No, it doesn't, sir. It does not. The guy that hits a couple of spots ahead of him got on base nine times and hit two homers. Yeah. The game-winning home
doubles.
Run. Yes, the game-winning home run that Freddie Freeman hit
It wouldn't have happened.
If that cat doesn't hit two more. So with all due respect, your opinion sucks. You should have said, Everybody's going to say Ohtani, and that's the correct answer. But let me give you another guy that deserves some credit. That's what you should have said, because in no way was it Freddie Freeman last night. In no way.
Kim McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, speaking of that World Series, we're going to recap Game 3 up next on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Fan.
Little delivers. Freeman. It's one high in the air. Straight away center field. Barsho at the wall. Gone! Freddie Freeman, Mr. World Series, ends the marathon at midnight.
Dodgers Radio Network, 19 pitches used in this baseball game, 10 by the Los Angeles Dodgers. Unbelievable baseball game. It's two games. It's a doubleheader that only has one result. 18 innings. Dodgers win 6-5. They're now up 2-1 in this series. We talked about Shohei Ohtani. He got on base 9 times. He went 4-for-4 with 2 home runs, 3 RBI. Did not strike out. He walked 5 times. Walked 5 times. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. I mean, on the other side, I don't want to ignore the fat dude. Alejandro Kirk is having a tremendous postseason.
I love what they said before he came up and had his big hit, where they were like, well, good news, bad news. Good news is this guy doesn't strike out. Bad news, if he hits it on the ground, it's going to be a double play.
Yeah.
And then he just belts it. It's a huge moment. And the best part about it is that dude's so chubby he can't wear the jacket, the home run jacket that they wear, so he just puts one arm in. He doesn't watch it. He can't wear it. He puts one arm in. It's too tight.
By the way, Connor Falefa came in as a pinch runner, hit 4 at bats in this game.
That's insane, man.
Straw came in as a pinch runner, hit 4 at bats in this game.
Ohtani had 4 extra base hits and 5 walks.
Yeah.
It's like, he's pitching tonight.
That's the craziest thing about it. They were asking him, and through his interpreter, he was like, I'm just going to go home and get some rest. Yeah, you're going to need it, man. You just played 2, and now you got to come back and pitch.
See the Little League aspect of this? This is the Little League aspect of this, man. I mean, shouldn't he have to take a day off the day before he pitches?
You would think.
He should not be able to. Yeah. That 10 strikeout game, he played before that. Would not think that. And he probably goes out tonight and he's effective for 5-6 innings.
Because I do all the props and look at this stuff, he's projected to go 4 1/3 tonight.
Okay.
And
after last night, do you blame him?
No, not at all.
That's a bonus.
Yeah, again, this is...
It's 13 outs.
Well, I'm sorry, he's expected to go 14 1/3. 12 2/3, or what is it? It's 4 2/3 would be Bieber. So I had it backwards. But right around there. He's not expected to go 5 innings.
No.
So, again, this is another one of those spots. And I think if you've been following this and betting props in baseball, you've seen what the projections have said. Like, they've literally had nobody going 6 innings.
Neither one of the starters last night went 5.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was the same way. They both were under 6 innings in the game where Gausman and Yamamoto. Yamamoto pitches a complete game, mm-hmm. and Gausman goes deep in the game. He deserved better than what he got. But Yamamoto just shoved it, man. He's like, here, take that. It's amazing.
410-583-1057 is the number. The Dodgers were involved in one of these before. Wasn't it against the Astros in the World Series? Red Sox, a marathon game.
It was 2018?
Yeah, it was.
Something like that?
Yeah, it was a long
baseball game.
Was that
the pandemic? Was it 2020?
Max Muncy hit the walk-off home run. That was not the pandemic. The pandemic was.
So they lost to the Red Sox in the World Series.
Game 3, 2018, yeah. They were down 2 games to nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They won in 2020 because the big thing with the Dodgers
that was the Rays.
Spend all this money and you can't. Yeah, you're right.
410-583-1057. Dante in Baltimore. What's up, Dante?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I just wanted to speak on just to witness what's going on with baseball as far as Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. Man, I just want to say I'm a baseball fan. It's just a great thing to see. Yo, Ohtani. He got to be an android or something, man. I'm just trying to figure out how he's, so great like that. You know what I mean? Like, you don't see stuff like this, in real time. And I'm watching the game last night. They was tied up. He gets up there, the first pitch, and it's out of here, man. It's just some good baseball to be watching right now.
Do you guys feel like, this has been brought up before, the fact that he's not American, that it's 100%. Not great for the sport?
No.
That's, okay. So
I think the fact he's not. I think there's racism involved here.
Yeah.
I think there's racism. Yeah. I think because he's not American, he looks different.
I think people would absolutely say he's the greatest baseball player ever if he were American.
Me too.
There would be no doubt about it. Yeah. Black or white, they'd say he was the greatest baseball player of all time. I think there is some.
I think it's very tough for Americans to swallow mm-hmm. that a Japanese player is so much better than everyone we've ever seen in this country.
And he is.
And he is. He just is. He's the best. Right now, he's the best player on the planet. In the history of the game, he's the best player on the planet.
Yeah.
Nope, never has anybody been better than him.
And I think Americans would be more willing to say that a Latin American player.
Me too.
Before a Japanese player.
Yeah. I think so. I think because he's used to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's so used to it.
30% of the league is Latino now.
Well, we've had so many Korean, Japanese ball players come over where it's like they get hyped up so much and then they fall. And it's like, well, what happened to that guy? I remember I was telling him this guy was going to be. He was the Asian Barry Bonds, or he's the that's what they do. They compare every power hitter. He's the Cuban Barry Bonds. Yeah. He's the Dominican Barry Bonds. Yeah. Wait until they start comparing. He's the white Shohei Ohtani.
Yes,
huh? What does that mean,
guys? Let's think about this: Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and
Shohei,
and that's the only other MVP in that lineup. Yep. So he has two former MVPs batting directly behind him. Mookie Betts batting second, Freddie Freeman batting third. Yet you'd rather walk him. You have two former MVPs who are still producing. It's not like these guys are has-beens behind them.
You got that, Bell? Hey, Rob, you have to walk him after he hits two doubles and two home runs in his first four. You're just like, I ain't messing with this.
Let's go to Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Stevie Wonder watched the game last night and said Shohei was the best dude on the planet.
That's a bad man.
Yeah.
It's undeniable. Jeremy,
yeah.
I'm going to stop busting your chops. I've been introduced because I'm going to be honest. I'm a traditional guy. I used to hate when the gambling segments came up because I'm like, man, this is ruining the game. Buddy of mine told me put $10 in. Get on the Bet 365 people, well, another site that was giving out some free joints.
Yeah, man, don't be saying other sites while I'm on it.
I called myself.
Say whatever you want, man. Don't worry about Rob. Right. Rob's money's
fine.
And
by the way, it's not gambling doesn't ruin the game. Jeremy ruins the game. But go ahead, finish up. Finish up.
I don't know. I went to sleep last night. I saw they got walked. I went back, played your plays that you threw out yesterday. Fell asleep on the game. Thank God that they won 18 innings.
I woke up in the green.
How do I get on your site, man?
My site's concretelocks.com. You can look it up. Shoot me a message on social media.
It's concretelocks.com. Log in. Create your own login.
Two N's.
And go from there. Seriously. Yeah. He ain't going to pimp it. Yeah, two N's. Two N's.
Concrete.
Like his name. C-O-N-N.
Appreciate it. Yeah, so yeah. I put up a play. So I had 5 prop bets on the World Series last night, mm-hmm. and I had the over. I told you it was my favorite play of the postseason so
Pimp
far.
Pimp it!
And went 6-0. And I was saying, I hope one of you cats parlayed all of them together, because, like I said, that's a $50 bet that pays out damn near $2,000.
And I know college football, so I handle that on my own. Jeremy's my NFL guy. I ain't lying to you. I just blindly go, what did Jeremy say for NFL? All right. You think that's right? I don't know.
I said Lamar's playing on Sunday. Oh, damn.
410-583-1057 is the number. Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Orioles baseball, are you happy with the decision for Albernaz? Is there a part of you that wishes it was Mancino? Baltimore's big, bad morning show on The Fan. Craig Albernaz, the new manager for your Baltimore Orioles. He was a guy that was coveted by other teams, namely the Chicago White Sox, the Miami Marlins. He said, I'm waiting for the right opportunity. And he sees the Baltimore Orioles, Jeremy, as the right opportunity.
I mean, how could you not? Like, I know what people here are saying. You got new ownership. You've got what?
Got no, me.
You got Rob to come up to you and talk to you game day. If you're pitching, if you're trying to turn in the scorecard, he's asking you questions. You know, it just doesn't matter. He's back there annoying everyone. The point is, with this guy, I think you made some valid points with the fact that he did turn down 2 jobs, and I think some of it may have had to do that he's working with his best friend in Cleveland, yeah. and he knows he's locked in there. On top of it, finding the right spot. And I think you're right. Saying that this guy, it's your first time to get a managerial job, and you're going to go, nah, I don't want that one.
Yeah.
I think it takes some balls and
some
confidence.
It's only one of 30.
Yeah.
And he said no, and I don't blame him. Managers get hired to get fired, am I right?
Yep.
Well, who gets fired quicker than the Chicago White Sox and the Miami Marlins?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Who gets fired before those guys? Let me at least go to – at least they let Brandon Hyde lose for a couple of years and then win. And they let him see it through. You know, maybe he just trusts not only the talent, Ed – but maybe also his trust in the front office.
Well, I think that's a big, big part of it, because it's, I think, pretty much the same in every sport. There are certain teams you would just not want to be a part of if you have choices. If you don't have a choice and somebody offers you a job, like, you know, and I think the Marlins may be worse than the White Sox, frankly. And they've always been like that, even when they were good. They win a World Series and torch the place and do it again. And I've never understood that baseball team.
Yeah, they're the only team.
Bad business model.
Yeah, it was just bad. Like, and I think that has a lot to do with it, where he'd look at an organization. He's a baseball guy. He knows who's good and who isn't. He's in the business.
I think
it's a real testament to this office.
And by the way, I think the Marlins are the only team that's won a World Series that wasn't in the top half of spending in the league.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but, I mean, since we started looking at this stuff in the past 30 years.
Now, you said he's a baseball guy. And that means, you know, people kind of respect you. For me, a true testament, not the only one, but a true testament of what a coach means, a bench coach, is what the fans think of him. You guys agree?
Yep.
Here's what some Guardian fans think about him.
All right, this is from the Cleveland Guardian subreddit. Huge loss. This is ass. Frowny face. It says a lot about how great this organization is. It sucks, but losing talent this way is the hallmark of a healthy program. Damn, this is like a Kevin Cash to Tampa move. Good baseball guy, and I wish him luck, except when he plays against us. This I thought this was a good one. He was constantly in Stephen Vogt's ear. I'll be curious to see how he does without him. I really think he was the brains behind the in-game adjustments.
This feels like that when we talk about Rick Carlisle,
yep.
Larry Bird.
Yep.
And I'm not Stephen Vogt's great manager. Like, you know, he's hilarious too. And I think being a player's manager and getting respect from the guys because of his, you know, the position he played and what he's done in this league for years. He's already won manager of the year, right, Stephen Vogt?
Yes.
This is another one of those, like, for all the people that are downplaying this and saying, I don't know who this guy is. This sucks. Well, we fire a first year, you know, or first time manager to hire a first time manager. I love it. Like, find your guy.
Yeah.
Mike Elias is putting his chips in the middle with this cat. The only thing I don't like about him is that Boston accent. But we'll get used to that after a while.
Here's the deal. Mike Elias hired his manager to get him through the rebuild. He got him through the rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're hiring their manager to get him to the next level.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Brandon Hyde was successful in doing what he was hired to do. Let's not act like Brandon Hyde was not a success. He was a tremendous success. But maybe they thought he got him as far as he could get him. Now, and this is the guy that comes in and takes you to the next level.
Oh, you mean like Buck Showalter?
I like that guy.
Seriously. What did Buck do? He managed teams until they didn't get to where they were. And then they'd bring somebody else in and he'd win a World Series.
Yeah,
he did it again and again.
Well, again, getting a guy in here that's a baseball lifer, what do we talk about? Former catchers. And it doesn't have to be some big-name catcher that you know. Even Stephen Vogt wasn't a – he had a couple of nice years with the A's.
But the thing
I remember about him most was going on MLB Network and doing his stupid referee thing. Mm-hmm. And he'd show up in the background of somebody's interviews doing goofy things, voices and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But again, having a guy like this, and you're hearing what Guardians fans are saying about losing their bench coach.
Right.
I think it's a good hire. I mean, only time's going to tell. Obviously, performance is going to matter. And they got a lot of work to do in the offseason. Got to rebuild a bullpen, which I think is probably the easier thing to do of what everything else.
You think it's easy to do. Easier. Not easy, but easier.
Yeah. There's
because I made a comment like that to someone that's off air. He thought it was the most ridiculous thing he ever heard.
No.
Like, it's easier to build it because you build a bullpen with pieces.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't put a piece at first base. Right. You don't put a piece in the outfield. Mm-hmm. You put a piece in the bullpen.
If you're looking for a premier starting pitcher, you got five slots for a starting pitcher, right? You go into the offseason, you're looking. What if there's only two guys that you look at as being...
Then you're fighting everybody for them.
Now you got all these bullpen pieces. You're going to have 80 names out there to choose from. You got some of your own guys. Are any of these minor leaguers, is a Chase McDermott going to come up and slide in there? Are you using Tyler Wells as a bullpen piece? You know, there's a lot of things they got to figure out, and you got to find a closer. So they're going to have to spend on that. I just feel like that's when I'm saying it's easier than going, okay, we got to find a middle of the order hitter. How do we
exactly?
Do we give Kyle Tucker 400 plus million or do we trade, you know, one of our pieces and go get some bat for the middle of the lineup? Or do we sign a Eugenio Suarez or Josh Naylor to come in and be your, you know, your veteran bat?
Ed, you talked a little bit earlier about your trip to Key West. Rich, who's in Key West, wants to weigh in. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. Good morning. And thanks for taking my phone call.
Thank you for waiting.
Ed, I totally agree with you. My wife and I have lived in Key West for 15 years, but I just wanted to call and say, just for the sake of being fair, there is another side to Key West.
I know.
We got
I visited that side. That was a good side.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got great weather. It's great restaurants, great music. And the Fantasy Fest thing, most people who live here, we get the hell out of Key West the week of Fantasy Fest.
Most people, but you stayed, right, Rich?
Yeah, we had no choice this time. But I just wanted to call and say, look, I love your show. I listen to it every morning. There's a good Baltimore contingent down here in Key West of Ravens fans and Royals fans.
Ah.
But just so your listeners know, there's another good side.
No,
to Key West
is great. I've been there a bunch of times. I've never been a fan of it. It was just funny, though.
I've been there once for a bachelor party, and one of my favorite things about it was running that gigantic golf cart that seats about 40 people and just driving it around town. It's like a stretch golf cart.
Ken McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock for film study. But on the other side, did Zach Orr buy himself some more time in Baltimore with the D's play over the last few weeks? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, quiz time, Ed. I asked you this before.
Mm-hmm.
You notice it's Billy Joel. What TV show? From, I believe, the late 70s, early 80s. What TV show?
Oh, this is...
We did this before.
Starts with a B.
Starring Tom Hanks.
Oh, that's Bosom Buddies.
There you go. Bosom Buddies. That is his first show. Am I right, Joe?
Yep. Well, was Soap his first show or Bosom Buddies? Because he was on Soap.
He was on Soap. He was
no, hold on.
He was not on Soap.
Hold on. I just screwed up.
George
out.
Clooney.
Billy Crystal was on Soap.
My
Billy he was the gay dude. Yes. The gay son.
I was just going to say, Tom Hanks was the gay son, but he's not.
No, Billy Crystal.
He dressed like a woman, but he liked Sonny.
I'm getting my gaydars crossing up, I guess, right?
Do I
have that?
You got a lot of balls in the air.
Where do you get that from?
What? Gator.
Sharper Image.
Thank you. Thank you for pulling that. I was hoping someone was going to do it, and Joe did it. Sharper Image.
Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock.
That's from The Office, by the way.
Did Zach Orr, Ed, buy himself some time in Baltimore with the defensive effort the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think so, because he's got the good fortune of an owner that does not like change. He believes in continuity. Uh-huh. And, you know, the defense is playing better. We're giving up, you know, a bucket load of points week after week. Now they look much better. And, you know, I tell you who made a big difference was Roquan Smith.
Yeah, he did.
He came out. He came to play, man.
I talked to Preston Adams. I disagree with his assessment of him yesterday, saying he started off slow. No, he had seven tackles.
Seven tackles in
the first quarter and a half, didn't he?
I kind of felt like Preston. I felt he got better as the game went on. It was almost like the Nate Wiggins thing where Rome makes a play, and you're like, man, Wiggins is right there, and he's tackling him. And then he kind of – I thought he looked so much better in the second half where he was all over the field.
He had seven tackles in the first
making
quarter.
Making tackles down the – you know.
But I thought he set the tone early. Like, yeah. I thought he was on fire early in that game.
I didn't think it was bad. I'm just saying, I understood what Preston was saying.
I don't know if he bought himself Zach Orr some time, because – I don't know if the Ravens are going to fire him anyway.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
So I think it's more of, what buys him some time beyond this is how they finish.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be here the rest of the year regardless.
And I think what Zach Orr is going to have to do is the old Sugar Ray Leonard. You know what I'm talking about? No, you win the round. So
okay, I got you.
Things were terrible. What are people going to remember? What you did last.
Yep.
So I don't think he bought himself more time. I think he already had that time because Harbaugh is, I don't want to say he's protected him, but a lot of people have spoken up on his behalf saying this isn't him, it's the players. These, like, they're putting the guys in all the right positions and it's just not working out. But this is the same thing happened last year, right? We thought they were, what's wrong with this defense? And midway through the season, we're like, oh, they're good.
Yeah.
Maybe that happens, but they're going to have to develop some sort of pass rush because they got one sack on Sunday. I thought they deserved better with the in the grasp and Caleb Williams trying to throw the ball away when he got a couple intentional groundings. I think that pass rush got to be better.
I think Caleb Williams is a guy who takes that sack stat personal. I think he'd rather have intentional grounding than give you a sack.
Well, you know why? Because last year, his rookie year. So one of the things I said about Caleb Williams is he's going to come in. He's going to make a ton of plays. He's going to throw a ton of interceptions. You know what he didn't do last year?
Interceptions.
He didn't throw interceptions because he held on the ball too long. Exactly. He took the sacks. And I think he's cognizant of it now, and he's trying to get rid of the ball. Got to be careful, though, because we watch these guys make premier plays, but sometimes you're in the grasp and you're trying to get rid of that thing. It turns into a turnover just because, you know, you're trying to save a couple of yards. But I think Caleb's getting there, man. I think in Ben Johnson's offense, he's starting to figure it out. But, you know, this was one of those weeks where I just felt like the game was already predetermined of what was going to happen. Now, I didn't know the score, but the Ravens were winning that game. I mean, you can slice it up any way you want.
I thought it would be a little bit closer, Ed. I did, but I had them winning. I thought it would be a little closer. Bears kind of shocked me with the lack of execution.
Yeah, well, young quarterback. That was a huge blunder that Wiggins pick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just
threw it way too late.
You can't do that. I mean,
it wasn't just as bad as Spencer Rattler's.
Can't throw it late to the
Spencer Rattler's was preposterous. Yeah. And then to get disrespected,
the guy just shoved him to the ground. Said, "I'm scoring a touchdown,"
and literally walked in.
He backward
pushed him down and walked in.
Sorry.
Anyway,
but yeah, that was a terrible pick.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Taco Tuesday. Baltimore Ravens with a schedule that many people believe favors them still winning the AFC North, largely because the AFC North is weak. You know, a combination of Ravens being a better team, hopefully, than they were the first seven games of the year, but also because the division is weak.
I've said since the beginning of the year, that I don't think the Steelers are good. I think something's just off, especially with that defense. Do you guys feel differently about them now?
I've said that the whole season.
Yeah.
I never thought they were good. I just think that, you know, they have the good fortune. They shouldn't have beat the Jets week one.
No.
I mean, it was just, I didn't think they were very good at all.
Steelers have done this every year for the past 5 years.
Yes.
They start off tremendous. They back their way into the playoffs, and then they get exposed.
Yeah.
And again, before you guys want to, not you guys, but out there want to criticize Mike Tomlin, give me the last time they had a good draft. I mean, you know, went out and got some stars. And don't tell me it's because, well, they always have a winning record, so they don't have good picks. Other good teams have good drafts.
Yeah.
They have good drafts.
I don't think the Chiefs Ravens have been struggling, right?
Yeah, the Chiefs have it. They won, like, what, 3 Super Bowls?
Yeah.
So I don't really want to hear that. I don't think the front office is that good in Pittsburgh, to be honest with you. I think Mike Tomlin is probably victimized by that front office.
The one thing they've been really good at over the years is finding wide receivers. They've been phenomenal.
They have been, yeah.
Going back to, I mean, you go back to whether it was a first-round pick or a fifth-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio Holmes.
Was awesome.
San Antonio Holmes. We used to always call it. Do you know he did a thing for a realtor down there? Come down and buy San Antonio Holmes. Yeah. San Antonio Holmes. No, but you look at those guys, even finding an Antonio Brown, Plaxico Burress. You know, I mean, you can go back and look. Hines, look at the receivers that they brought in and even some of the guys that left. George Pickens.
They took chances on both Brown and Hines Ward.
Mm-hmm.
They took chances on them. Because Hines Ward was a quarterback slash receiver.
Yeah, hybrid.
Returnman. Mm-hmm. They didn't really know where you put him. And I remember him beating South Carolina single-handedly in a game.
And now South Carolina beats themselves. I still can't get over that game.
Wait, so, by the way, that play they showed, they did talk about it. He told him to let him score. Everybody questioned that play in South Carolina towards the end, where it's like, he said, if they got into that type of range, let him score, we'd be down 8 and we'd still have a shot.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I thought, I was hoping that's what it was, because when you just ease up and say, hey, go by me.
Yeah, but if you're just scrolling through Twitter and you see it, you're like, what the hell is that? Especially after what just happened this past week.
Because there's no content to it.
Yep.
No context, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what people do. Somebody posted the picture of the Jets beating the Bengals, right? Mm-hmm. the two-point conversion on the goal line, where if you're looking at it the one angle, you're like, oh, I don't think he got in. But if you look down the line at the camera right there on the pylon, you clearly see he catches the ball with the ball over the white line there. Mm-hmm. And then gets pushed out. So as soon as he makes the catch, it's clearly a two-point conversion. And then Bengals fans cut it off and don't show the one and say, see this? This is how we get treated.
Steve in Perry Hall. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, good morning. Jeremy. You'll appreciate this, Jeremy. I had an eight-leg parlay last night. Seven of them on the Chiefs game. Hit all seven of them. And I had the Dodgers left.
Oh, my.
They offered me a cash out after Ohtani tied it in the seventh. I took the cash.
Oh, I can't blame you, though.
I woke up this morning. I fell asleep in the 12th inning, so I woke up at like 6 o'clock this morning and saw they won in 18. So I was a little irritated.
So can you tell me what, if you don't want to say, you don't have to, what you cashed out for and what it would have been?
Yeah, I can tell you. Okay. So I would have cashed out for a little over $1,000, and I cashed out for $490.
Gotcha.
It was hard.
Yeah.
It was tough.
So I tell people this all the time when it comes to gambling. I'm team no cash out. But I can't fault you if you get to a certain point. If you're getting a certain amount of money that can change things for you,
yeah,
or at least help you kind of, you know, keep your habit, if you will, if you want to keep rolling, I can't fault you for doing it. But there's so many people that just wait for a cash out, and it's not the way to bet.
World of Stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 8:30, but on the other side, we're joined by our good friend Kim McCusick from Film Study Baltimore. Up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.